Our scripture passage today in the Gospel of Mark speaks of the concerns that the Pharisees had with respect to some of Jesus' followers. The men who were following Jesus were not ceremonially cleansing their hands and the pots and pans and cutlery that they ate on before they ate. And Jesus said to them that people say one thing with their mouth, but fail to follow God with their hearts. Not only that, but they have even figured out a way to get around the provisions that they're supposed to be giving to their elderly parents. While they are technically following the letter of the law, they are failing to live up to what they are technically following. And they fail to live up to the intent of the law. It reminds me of myself when I was a young child. Every week, my brother and I were expected to change the sheets on our beds and put on a new sheet and pillows on our beds. While I didn't mind putting on the sheets, for some reason I hated putting the pillowcase on the pillow. My mother would ask me if I had put the pillowcase on the pillow, and I would tell her that I had. Technically, I had, because every week I would carefully place the pillowcase on top of the pillow. One day my mother caught me with the pillowcase on top of the pillow. She said, "You didn't put the pillowcase on the pillow." I noted to her that indeed the pillowcase was on the pillow. Subsequently, she would ask me if I had indeed placed the pillow into the pillowcase. The Pharisees of the day were somewhat like I was with the pillowcase. They followed and focused on the technicality of the law rather than focusing on the intention of the law. There are Jewish people, much like that today, who live lives based on their interpretation of the law. They are very much like the Pharisees, well-meaning, but missing out on what Jesus is talking about in our passage today. I am blessed to have a friend who is an ultra-Orthodox Jewish woman. Her husband wears distinctive clothing, and his sideburns are worn in long ringlets. My friend shaves her head for modesty and covers her head by wearing a wig so that no man can see her hair. She goes to the mikveh for ritual cleansing. She was married to a man who was selected for her by a matchmaker. Her clothes are very modest, with dresses that have high necklines and long sleeves that cover her ankle, that cover her down to her ankles. Fridays, she must prepare sufficient food to last until the Sabbath is over, as nothing can be cooked or done on the Sabbath. If any of you have ever gone to the Baycrest Center, you may have noticed an unusual elevator. It faithfully opens on each level without anyone ever pushing a button. This elevator is for very observant Jews who are not allowed to do any work on the Sabbath. And that includes not pressing a button to open the elevator. And this is what it is like for people who are living under the law. But for us, it is very foreign, because we're certainly not used to seeing people living their lives that way. Jesus addresses the Pharisees and then moves on to the heart of the matter. He tells them that there is nothing outside a person that can defile them or make them unclean. Rather, it is what comes from the inside of us that can defile us or make us unclean. Can you imagine what it would be like if people could read your mind, knowing everything that you said, and worse, everything that you thought? I don't know about you, but I can't imagine wanting anyone to know what I was thinking. Jesus' disciples asked Jesus about the korban, which is a sacred gift presented to God. But people giving the gifts were taking money that they should not have been given, and they were using it for themselves rather than giving it to their parents to support them. Most assuredly, while they were doing things technically correct, they were not looking good to God, because they were not doing what they were supposed to do by law. In light of this, Jesus tells the crowd that it is not what they appear to be on the outside that matters. Think about it. The offerings that the young man were making were impressive. But because they had taken money that rightly belonged to their parents to make these offerings, the offerings themselves were unacceptable. Then Jesus gets to the heart of the matter. There is nothing coming from the outside that defiles us. Rather, defilement comes from the heart and goes out from there. And so it is that all of us need a heart transplant. We need Jesus to be in charge of our lives, to change us to be the children of God that God intended us to be. We cannot do this on our own. We need God to give us rule over our lives. And that is why we pray, most merciful God. We confess that we have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We are truly sorry and we humbly repent. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us and forgive us, that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways, to the glory of your name. Amen.